Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeffrey is an almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without him. He's an award-winning journalist. The SBA proclaimed him that. I was there. I saw it. He's the author of at least three books on being home-based. I might have missed a couple, but I know about those three because I helped him launch them, and he is a home-based expert extraordinaire. He makes that look good. He's been doing it long before it was cool, and he operates the worm cam for us out on Main Street where the rubber meets the road. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you. Oh, you're always welcome here, Jeff. You know that. Hey, Jeffrey, I was thinking back. You know, you and I kind of got our careers kicked off in as small business owners. At least this last time, about the same time in 89. We're coming up on 30-year anniversaries, aren't we? And
This month. I was looking at my LinkedIn, which I'm not a big social media. I don't do a lot of my marketing via social media. It's truly word of mouth, you know, people who actually give recommendations as opposed to suggestions or, you know, referrals on social media. But I'm getting all these comments on from LinkedIn on social media. I'm like, why?
Happy anniversary, baby.
My anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby. And they, and that was it. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. This is 30 years.
I know. I get those in May, you know, 26 years, 27 years. When I get all these anniversaries, I'm thinking, hey, these people know more than I know. But, yeah, you've got yours coming up this month. Mine's coming up in May. And we both started out home-based, and you're still home-based. But, you know, I was thinking back on those early days when I went out on my own, I knew I couldn't turn any business down. I knew I had to take whatever I could get because I needed the revenue. I had two kids and two mortgages and two teenagers and two mortgages. And so I would do anything. And I did it. I did all this. I'd go call on someone and they'd say, can you do this? I said, sure, I can do this. I'd walk out of the office and say, how am I going to do that? But then as we've talked about in the past, you and I, we found our niche, and we actually got so good at that you could turn business down. You could say, you know what, that's not in my wheelhouse, and you do that for a long time, right? And then things happen, right? You start to think. I know you've been going through this recently. How do I decide? Maybe I need to branch out a little bit. Maybe I need to round this thing out a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you know, I was trained as a journalist at university and came out working as a journalist for the first 5 or 6 years of my career, including, you know, 2.5 or 3 years as a what I would call a W-2er, and then I, you know, hung my own shingle and went all 1099. And I discovered that, you know, I was a journalist, and to me, as a journalist who got my degree in journalism, you know, corporate copy, PR, we jokingly called it the dark side, you know, being paid to shill for product. But then, you know, people started coming to me after a few years of doing straight journalism, so to speak, and people started coming and saying, you know, I need a brochure, I need a press release. And I remember the moment that I realized I had made a mistake and that I needed to pivot, or be wise for me to pivot as a smart business decision, was a big company who I had covered as a journalist and no longer was covering came to me and said, we could use a copywriter for some of our material. Do you do that? And I said, no, I don't do that. I'm only journalism. Then that opportunity came and went, and then I thought about it a month or two later, and I said, I am a fool. Because I said, I've got that's where I really need to be, is breaking into, you know, corporate copy. It was a pivot that I realized I needed to make to take my career to a different level. And I missed an opportunity that landed square. I mean, if we talk about, you know, the baseball metaphor of strike zones and curveballs, that one was straight down the center. That was one that I would have, you know, clocked out of the park. And I didn't, but I learned. And I said, you know what? Those opportunities don't always come. You got to be prepared for them. You got to realize what is in your wheelhouse. I was perfectly capable and prepared to write that stuff.
But not only what's in your wheelhouse, but what is the market bearing? I mean, if the market is you in our careers, holy mackerel! Look at how the marketplace has changed in our career. I mean, we there was no internet when we started, not available to us. And there were no smartphones. The phones were bolted to the floor of the cars, right, back in those days. And yep. So think about how everything's changed, how people used to pay you and me to do things that they now have apps to do. So we can't do those things anymore. So you have to make adjustments. You have to be able to shift, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, a key example is writing website content. I mean, that's a big part of what I do. I just finished this week. We're waiting for go live this week on a website we created. 30 years ago, you didn't create websites. There was no .com that we knew about. There was, the internet was out there, but it wasn't there.
We never heard of HTML.
You had never heard of HTML, and outside of the university space, and so between websites, blogging, social media, these are industries now that whether it's for business or marketing communications or just to pitch it's part of a company's the way it markets and brands itself. They've given up on print in many ways, and they've gone with that. Things that didn't exist then, are you prepared? Do you know what your industry, and look, that's just what I'm talking about. That's just what I do. But how, for a listener, how is your industry evolving? Do you even know? Do you know what tomorrow, the metaphorical tomorrow, not literally, but tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 3 years out, where is your industry going? Are you going to be prepared? Are you reading your trade journals? Are you staying up on that? Have you set up Google alerts to follow your industry and see where
they're going? The beautiful part of that, Jeffrey, is not only do you have to keep up with your capability and the technology, but the beautiful part is all you got to do is stay close to your customers. They'll tell you what you should be doing a year from now.
Absolutely.
But if you don't stay close to them, then what happens now is if you don't stay close to them, by the time you find out that they needed something new, you stop being relevant to them. They went off and did something else. I've said it a million times on the show, whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow, a year from now, or 5 years from now, is already in the heads of your customers. And they will tell you, but you have to ask them. They will not hunt you down and make you take it. They will not waterboard you with that information. You have to ask them. And when you do, they'll tell you. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.